Welcome in, everyone, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm Glenn Martin, here with my co-host James Haskell. In this episode, we're going to discuss whose third year is more important to not just them, but also the team between Adafe Owe and Rashad Bateman. And it's a big year for both these guys coming into the third season for different reasons, but big nonetheless for both. For them personally and for the Ravens, if they want to get where they're hoping to get to. So I'm excited to get in this one. How you doing tonight, Jimbo?
Doing good. I'm excited to talk about this one as well. This is a really intriguing topic. So I'm always excited to talk about things like this. How about yourself? Doing all right? Hanging in there?
Doing good. Doing well.
Ready for this NBA draft?
Yeah. Scoot Henderson just went number three to Portland, yeah. Which is kind of interesting.
Wait, who went to?
Brandon Miller from Alabama. Yeah.
To
Charlotte, who said that Paul George is the GOAT.
Is his GOAT. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about it. We're talking
decisions that won Brandon Miller.
Yeah, I think I might have not drafted him just for that alone. But Adafe Owe, no doubt, you know, this is a big season for him. You know, This is a season in which, you know, he broke into the scene with a pretty strong rookie season, had some impactful plays, and I think hit a bit of a sophomore slump in his second year. So certainly a big year for him. And then Rashad Bateman battled injuries, just had a tough run of it with those. And when he's been on the field, I think he's shown some certain promise. But he gets a cortisone shot, I think it was, in his foot, in the surgically repaired foot. And so – kind of.
I never know. Is it cortisone or cortisol?
That's a good question.
I never know.
I have no idea. I've been saying cortisone, though.
Yeah, but I knew what you meant.
Yeah, I might have been saying it wrong my whole life. that's not a great sign. Not terrible, but not a good sign. That's for sure. We'd like to see him not needing that.
Right. Yeah, pain-free.
So it's a big year for both, but how do you kind of, when you hear that question, how do you weigh it out?
Yeah, so exactly like you said at the beginning, it's really thinking about it in two ways. Okay, for the Ravens, who is this important for? And for the sake of the player, who is this year three important for? And to me, my answers are different for each one, and I'll kind of give an explanation. I think if you look at the life, you know, what I do is I look at the life of each position. And so for the players, where I'll start, I think that this year is much more important for Adafe Owe than Rashad Bateman, because I don't have the math in front of me, but the way I consider the league is that generally Adafe Owe's position has a shorter shelf life than a wide receiver, where, say, we'll just give two examples. Say that Rashad flames out here in Baltimore, right? Mm-hmm. This year goes bad. Next year is bleh. They don't pick up his fifth-year option, right? Mm-hmm. I think he can still go somewhere on a one-year prove-it deal, sign one, and then turn around and get a big contract. But I see that happening from my vantage point. I see that happening less with guys that play the position that Adafe does, where, it, like I said, it seems to be that the shelf life of these guys is a bit shorter. And a wide receiver, you can always lean on the quarterback, or, you know, the opportunity or the system or whatever, right? Like, there's so many other things you can kind of like shield yourself from to allow yourself to have another opportunity with another team and to persuade another team to give you the opportunity. So for the sake of the player, I would say this year is much more important for Adafe Owe than Rashad Bateman. Not that it is important for Rashad, because it certainly is. Let's remember, Glenn, both these guys, first round picks in the same draft. Of course, we gave up Big Slow to the Chiefs and that whole ordeal. But I would flip-flop that for the Ravens, or excuse me, I would not. I would keep that consistent for the Ravens. I would say that this year is also – so in both ways, it's more important for Adafe.
Okay.
Because you got OBJ, you got Zay Flowers, you got Mark Andrews, you got, you know, the list, the name, you got backs that can catch the ball, you got Kohler and Isaiah Likely. You got all these guys, and there's only one football when you're talking about throwing, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if Rashad gets injured again, I think we have a number of contingencies in a way that our team can still be really productive in the air. But I'm really nervous, as much as, like, I'm not the biggest believer in Adafe Owe. If he goes down and doesn't – well, whether he goes down or not, we'll say he stays healthy. But if he doesn't produce, that makes me really nervous. And for the Ravens' sake. Because then you got Ajabo, who's basically a rookie – And if teams are honing in on him and there's nobody to take the pressure off of him, I think that's a really tough situation to put him in. So I would say in both scenarios, for the Ravens and for the player, it's more important. This year is more important for Adafi Owe than Rashad Bateman. Those are my initial thoughts. What are yours?
Okay, so I tend to disagree with who's the player it's more important to.
Okay.
And I can see your points. I think you made valid points. But I think there's a couple of key ones that you're missing. And the first of which is Rashad Bateman isn't a victim of – he's not like a guy who's had a ridiculous amount of opportunities and you know, just hasn't quite lived up to him. Every time we've seen him, he's been successful. However, the most important ability is availability, right? If you can't be counted on to suit up, it really doesn't matter how talented you are at the end of the day. And being labeled as an injury risk can carry throughout your entire career, whether it's fair or unfair, you know, whether it was just a string of bad luck and you're, you know, typically not a guy who has injury issues like Rashad Bateman, who came into the league very healthy and has only had issues since he's been in Baltimore. That can stick with you in your contract negotiations for the rest of your career. So I think if Rashad Bateman isn't able to get through another season, if he has another season cut short, or, you know, where he misses half or more of the season, I worry that teams are going to start going, you know, that guy, I'm not going to pay him much if I'm paying him at all, because I don't want to pay a guy who's going to be in the training room.
Well, let me just ask you this question real quick, and I don't want to mess you with flow here. What if he's healthy, but Zay and OBJ just happen to take off and he just kind of fades into the, he falls. Well,
that
into
would
his,
be
like, Chris,
that would be more worrisome.
Yeah. Right. He falls. Yeah. Into his, like, Chris Bosh. Yeah. Like,
yeah, that would thing, be, that know? Would be more worrisome for Rashad. But I think if he plays, I think he'll make plays just because that's what he's always done. He's shown such promising flashes. But if you have that injury label, and now in this today's NFL, Jimbo, I think you'll agree, we're seeing wide receivers more ready to produce coming out of college year one than ever before. It used to be such a difficult position to transition to the NFL, where, you know, you're asked to do so much more from reading the defense standpoint and being able to, you know, change depending on what they do. Whereas in college, it's pretty much a script. You just run the route no matter what the defense does. It used to take a big leap. Now it seems like receivers hit the ground running. They're ready to help their teams year one. So there's also way more competition every year coming out. Like, why do I want to pay Rashad Bateman when I could get a rookie in the third round who is going to be a heck of a lot less expensive? And I don't have a history of issues injury-wise to look back upon. So I think injuries is a big issue. Whereas Adafi, he's been on the field. And so I think there's always going to be that guy, even if he's not here, that was like, man, I love that guy coming out. I can work with these traits because he's out there. He practices every day. I know I can work with him in the offseason because he's going to be healthy enough to participate. Rashad, you know, you can't work on stuff if you're hurt. You know, you can't work on your route running if you got a bad foot. So I just think that the ability for him to show that he can get through a season, or at least the majority of a season, healthy is huge for him this year. Yeah. But I do agree, Jimbo, that Adafi's hopeful, you know, ascent is more important to the Ravens, you know, mm-hmm. team-wise. I do agree with you. Now, I will say I'm not necessarily feeling like OBJ is going to get through a whole year. So I don't say, you know, well, if Rashad Bateman, we still have this guy and this guy, because I'm not counting on a full season of OBJ just yet. So I do think it's important he stays healthy, but you're right. I mean, Adafi Owe, if he were to go down, it's looking real thin in that edge room. Mm-hmm. And even if you tell me they're going to go get Justin Houston and those guys, because they're still older guys who tend to peter out at season's end. So I think Rashad Bateman, this is a huge season, and it's not starting off on the right foot, pun intended.
Just like you said, I think those are some valid points, and it's going to be really interesting to see what these guys do. I kind of want to transition this into, if you had to put your money on one of them. So health aside, we'll mm-hmm. assume they both are healthy.
Oh, that's easy.
Having a breakout. Is it Rashad?
It's Rashad. Yeah, because
he's just proven more.
Yeah, I mean, when he's been on the field, he's been a difference maker.
But then
I
if you switch the question, who you put your money on being healthy, it's probably Odafe, right?
Yeah, but I'm – but, man, who do I have more confidence in helping the Ravens, you know, a lot this season? I think it's – man, it's tough because I value so much of what Chuck Smith might be able to bring to that edge room, you know, and helping those guys cultivate their skill. But I still lean towards Bateman just because when he's been on the field, I mean, he's got me excited about what he could be if he could keep himself healthy.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you that way. I'll say this, though. Odafe has certainly, and this is what we talked about, but to encapsulate what we were saying about Odafe, he's got the bigger swing as far as impact, I feel like, right? Like, he can negatively impact this team greatly if he flops. But if he goes out there and balls, I mean, he can impact this team greatly, right? With Rashad, I still think he has a lot of range for impact. But if he doesn't impact, you know, if he doesn't have this great season, we do have some contingencies where, you know, and even if he has a great season, yeah, I mean, obviously that would be impactful. But I still feel like the range there is a bit more on Adafe's favor. So there's a lot riding on these guys, Glenn. It makes me excited. Also makes me nervous. To think about, I'm excited to see what happens when it comes to these two guys. So it sounds like we're a little mixed here, I think, for, you know, as far as, you know, the Ravens and the player themselves, who it's more important for. But really what we want to know is what your guys' thoughts are. Who is this season more important for? Rashad Bateman or Odafe Owe? Answer the question. Also let us know who you think will have the breakout season among the two. Yeah. Hopefully both of them, right?
Oh, man. I bet Eric DaCosta's hoping that. I mean, that's a big draft for him. Two first-round picks. You got to at least hit on one of them.
I know, man. You got it. Yeah, you're 100% right. You can't bomb on both of them.
No.
Doesn't look good. So let us know what your thoughts are in the comments below, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
See you.